Maybe it wasn't a real school shooting, Sanders said with a scowl. Maybe he just wanted to get back at Miss Avalon because she hurt his feelings or looked at him the wrong way, and it was more than he could take. So he snaps, plots his revenge against her, and the other two girls simply get in the way.
Not a bad theory, Detective, but you have one problem.
What?
You can't tie him to Melissa Avalon's death. You're saying that she's what this was all about, and yet she's the one victim you can't prove he killed. How do you explain that?
Sanders finally spluttered to a halt. He was wide-eyed and thinking hard. Quincy's lips curved into an ironic half-smile.
I don't know what happened yesterday afternoon in that school, Detective, but I think there's more to it than meets the eye. We need to keep our minds open at this point, and we need to know what's in those computers, especially after what your technician said.
What did my technician say?
That somebody tried to erase the web browser history and cache files. You don't erase what isn't important.
Shit, Sanders said.
Quincy smiled again, but the shadows were darker around his eyes.
They all rose from the table. Rainey reached for money, but Sanders surprised her by picking up the tab. Then they were outside, where the night air smelled of pine needles and fresh spring rain. No one had anything more to say. Sanders walked back to his car. Rainey and Quincy remained standing alone.
She studied his face again,
his blue eyes that could be both warm and hard. She wondered if he was right about Danny, and the fact they still knew so little frustrated her.
She wanted answers for her community.
She wanted answers for Shep and Sandy.
She wanted answers for herself, so she could finally get visions of the school out of her head and the night would stop closing in on her. The Fed was watching her, the look on his face hard to read. She studied his hands again. Those hard-earned calluses. The absent wedding ring.
I need somewhere to sleep, Quincy said at last.
She said, I know just the place.